This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Richwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us here on Radio Sunderland for Hospitals.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Let's open our programme today with a lovely song sung by Karen Gibson and the Kingdom Choir. It's called Stand By Me.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we see, no, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
So darling, darling, stand by me.
Stand by me, stand by me, stand by me.
If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountains should crumble to the sea,
I won't cry. I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me.
So darling, darling, stand by me.
Stand
by me.
Yeah, stand by me.
Stand by me, whenever you're in trouble, won't you stand by me? Stand by me.
Stand by me. Stand by me.
Seem to celebrate bonfire night earlier and earlier these days. Have you noticed? Loud explosions can be heard several days before the event and often a couple of days afterwards, with many pets quivering in their homes in fear. Well, at least all the firework displays are over for another year now. The bonfires are out, the fireworks all spent. But what about that effigy we used to throw on top of the bonfire? Do children today understand what all of this is about? Let me tell you first about a lady who named her son Gooey. Yes, Gooey, you heard me correctly. When someone asked her where she found such an unusual name, she reached for her Mills and Boone book on the shelf and pointed to the name she'd chosen. There you are, there it is, she said. G-U-Y, Gooey. My apologies, I don't even know if that story is true or not. But we've got a lovely guy called Guy who attends our church, and I must say that I feel sorry for him, especially in November when people think back to 1605 and the attempted plot to assassinate King James I. I wonder if Guy ever got teased in his youth as bonfire night drew near and his friends went out asking penny for the guy. I plan to ask him this Sunday. Had that Catholic plot been successful, it would have reduced the Houses of Parliament to rubble, with no survivors, because so much gunpowder had been stored beneath the building, as much as 36 barrels of it. I wouldn't care. Guy Fawkes was not even the ringleader of gunpowder plot. He was the fall guy, the one who got caught on watch. Robert Catesby was the main plotter, but as children, we never blamed him or asked anyone penny for the bob. In these days, with all the rising costs, should we be asking Bob for the bob instead? But bonfire nights are much safer now, thanks to safety standards and laws that govern the use of fireworks, with well-organised displays taking the place of haphazard bonfires and wildly unpredictable fireworks. But you know, all of this took place through religious intolerance, and there's been an awful lot of it around in history, even more so now between different faiths around the world. It's not what any of us were called to. It's what puts people off religion. Here's a song of mine called Dividing Line from the United Folk album Out of the Archives. Religious intolerance is the exact opposite of our reading today from Thessalonians 2, verses 15 to 17. It says, "So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word." God's word for all people of faith surely ought to be a lamp for our feet, a light to our path. So says Psalm 119, verse 105. As the days grow shorter, though, and the dark nights begin to settle in, anything to do with light cheers the heart, which is the reason for this next choice of hymn, Thy Word, sung by Amy Grant.
Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a lamp unto my feet and a light unto
Fireworks have always had such wonderful names, but some of them are far weirder now. There are those which give off rapid fire effect barrages which give up 2,000 shots at a time, with names like Desert Storm, Armageddon and Howling Hellcat. But enough of these weirder names. But if you could describe yourself as an old-fashioned firework and say why, which one would you be? Would you be a Catherine Wheel? Perhaps feeling a little trapped going around in the same daily routine? Or a flying saucer, you're adventurous, always on the go? Are you a jumping jack, unpredictable, explosive, a bit scary? Or a Roman candle, a surprise giver, colourful and a pleasure to know? Or are you more a screech rocket, ambitious, loud, a little aggressive and unpredictable? You might even think of yourself as a sparkler, full of life from start to finish, or a modern glow stick, serene and calm, with an inner radiance. Perhaps in our lives at some point we've been a mixture of all of these, though. But what these fireworks all have in common is that none can be activated unless their touch paper is lit, much like a person's faith coming to life, or someone's cold heart being sparked into a flame. There's a hymn called Beauty for Brokenness, also called God of the Poor, which is our next hymn, written and sung by Graham Kendrick, which cries out for justice, compassion and mercy. In it he prays, God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come, change our hearts from a spark to a flame.
Beauty for brokenness, hope for despair. Lord, in the suffering, this is our prayer. Bread for the children, justice, joy, peace. Sunrise to sunset, your kingdom increase. Shelter for fragile lives, cure for their ills. Work for the craftsmen, trade for their skills. Land for the dispossessed, rights for the weak. Voices to plead the cause of those who can't speak.
God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain.
Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Refuge from cruel war, havens from fear, cities for sanctuary, freedoms to share. Peace to the killing fields, scorched earth to green. Christ for the bitterness, his cross for the pain. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion. Spark to a flame. Rest for the ravished earth, oceans and streams, plundered and poisoned, a future and dreams. Lord, end our madness, carelessness, greed.
Whenever Jesus preached to people, his listeners often fell into three different categories of fireworks. There were the loud, aggressive, critical types, forever criticizing him, only there to pass judgment on whatever Jesus said and did. The bangers. Then there were his followers, full of imperfections, but eager to learn and willing to be sent. Let's call them the fountains. But then came the needy and the helpless, who never had the chance to fulfill their true potential through circumstance, through disease, oppression, or abuse of some sort. We could say they were rather like the damp squibs of his time. But Jesus had a really special place in his heart for them and wanted to bring new life to them, whatever condition they were in. Jesus completely upset the social order, and he was there to turn the world upside down.
Yeah.
That lovely hymn was O Lord, All the World Belongs to You by Joseph Weinberger. Those who did follow Jesus were aware of their own spiritual poverty. They knew their need of God. They were ready to hunger for God's just causes and pour themselves out for others. They pushed for justice to be done and even found themselves persecuted for Christ's sake. They experienced God's glory, his Shekinah, as the Bible would say. They were his true disciples. They stood firm and lived by the truth of Christ's teachings. They were compassionate. They were God's firework display for the whole world to see. Just as intolerance has marred our world, there have been those who, through their faith, have been shining examples of it. God's own blessedness moved through them and right out to those whom they served. If we all truly lived according to the words Jesus spoke, we would have a far different world to the one we live in now. Have we fallen short of the mark? Here's another song by Graham Kendrick called Triumph in the Air, and it's sung here by Sheila Walsh. And she sings, Shame, let us hang down our heads for what we have been, for what we have failed to believe. Games, that's all we've played, all we have made of the truth that we freely received. Mostly we fall back on lies called excuses and shrink from the light, using our minds to destroy what our heart says is true. We should be dancing on air. We should light up our lights like a firework display. So much to say, there is triumph in the air.
Shame, let us hang down our heads for what we have been, for what we have failed to believe. Games, that's all we have played, all we have made of the truth that we freely received.
Perhaps we have forgotten that the chief purpose of believers is to light up the lives of others, bringing joy, excitement and hope into lives that are feeling the chill effects of the cold night air. We haven't been called to be proud and aggressive, nor have we been called to merely sparkle or look the part with pleasant smiles on our faces. Whenever faith gets caught up in power, intrigue, abuse, prejudice and the love of wealth, it loses its way, and its deeds will in time come back to haunt it. Such things were never in Jesus' manifesto all those years ago, not in any of his teaching, nor should they be found in our lives today in any form. We are called to see ourselves and to live with ourselves in a way that probably doesn't come easy to most of us. So let's finish our program today with a traditional hymn written way back in 1896 called All to Jesus, I Surrender. And it's sung for us by one of my favourite bluegrass southern gospel music groups called the Isaacs. And so it's goodbye from Andrew, my technician.
Bye, everyone.
And from me, Sheila Hamill. Have a good week, everyone. Bye for now.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily. All I Take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender, Lord.